Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and today we introduce you to Miles Reed, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. He is coming in to replace Judy Patrick, who has moved on, and we welcome you, Miles. Glad to have you in the fold.
Good morning, David. Great to be here.
Let's start with what is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. and Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and remembrances all around the region, including in the paper today.
So to mark the 50th, a few reporters and I talked about what we could do to capture the moment locally. We knew there'd be a lot of stories nationally, internationally about the day. So the reporters Bill Buell and Jeff Wilkin put out a little call for entries, the Gazette readers, to say, hey, what do you remember about that day, that night, 50 years ago, and what did it mean to you? You had a number of submissions that were sent to us and some compelling memories about those days, some good stuff, some bad stuff. So we put together a spread today, including a lot of photographs of marches and vigils that happened in Schenectady. There was some really neat, really dramatic shots of marchers right in downtown Schenectady and a vigil in front of City Hall. But I think most interesting to us were these anecdotes that some of the readers told us about. One example that really, I think, captivated all of us is a woman who grew up in Rotterdam, and she went to Chalmont High School, and she was a little bit of a folk musician in the capital region back in the 60s. At the time of Dr. King's assassination, she was down in the South working for General Electric as a secretary, and she decided she wanted to do something as part of the march to remember him. And she saw something in the newspaper down there that said, if you're a musician, come to the hotel, check in, and let us know that you might want to participate. When she went there, it was sort of a who's who of musicians, certainly in the Black community. And they really welcomed her and embraced her. And she ended up joining along in the marches. And she told us in her little memory of these wonderful experiences marching along with the likes of Ray Charles, who at some point wasn't really talking to her much, but she was behind him in the march, and he apparently turned around and said something like, sing it, baby. She really talked about this really moving experience as being part of the remembrance. The downside is she ended up losing her job because of attending the march, which I think was indicative a little bit of the sign of the times back then, where it wasn't necessarily wholly embraced as something that was okay to do, to take work off.
Powerful remembrance. On this 50th anniversary of the slaying of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we've been speaking with Miles Reed. He'll be joining us each week on Wednesdays, the managing editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks.
You're welcome.